Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Three communities in Northwest Georgia and Northeast Alabama have been selected to participate in a regional resilience planning initiative focused on preparing for severe weather and environmental challenges. Greater Chattanooga's Thrive Regional Partnership and the Open Space Institute announced that Dade County and the cities of Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia and Mentone, Alabama were selected for the latest Resilient Communities Program cohort. Now, the program helps communities develop long-term strategies to better respond to flooding, drought, erosion, extreme heat, and other weather-related concerns using nature-based solutions. Officials say severe weather has impacted the tri-state region in recent years, including flooding here in Dade County and other communities throughout the Chattanooga region. As a part of the initiative, local residents and leaders will work alongside environmental and planning experts to create customized resilience plans for their communities. Each participating community will also be eligible for up to $20,000 in seed funding to help begin future resilience and infrastructure projects. Dade County Executive Don Townsend expressed appreciation for the opportunity, saying that the county is extremely pleased and honored that they were selected to participate in this important regional initiative. He added that programs like this help communities prepare for the future while protecting the people and resources that make our county special. Townsend also commended Kathy Reagan for her work throughout the grant process and thanked Thrive Regional Partnership for investing in communities like Dade County. South Pittsburgh was also recognized as one of several communities that previously completed the program and now implementing resilience projects and long-term planning efforts. In Jackson County, the race to replace retiring Sheriff Rocky Harnon is headed to a runoff election following this week's Republican primary in Alabama. According to unofficial election results, Lieutenant Craig Holcomb finished in first place but didn't get enough votes to avoid the runoff. Holcomb will now face Chief Deputy Eric Woodall in a head-to-head runoff election scheduled June 16th. Both candidates campaigned on their experience in the Jackson County Sheriff's Office while emphasizing public trust, community involvement, and continuing service to the county. The sheriff's race drew a four-candidate field and was one of several contested races on Tuesday's ballot in Jackson County. Because no Democratic candidate qualified for the race, the winner of the Republican runoff will become the county's next sheriff, replacing longtime Sheriff Rocky Harnon, who, as we mentioned, is retiring. Meanwhile, voters also cast ballots in contested races for Jackson County Commission Chairman, County Coroner, and Jackson County Commission District 1. The Marion County Sheriff's Department is warning residents about a phone scam involving someone falsely claiming to be a member of law enforcement. The Sheriff's Office says several residents have reported getting calls from a person identifying themselves as Lieutenant Prince with the Marion County Sheriff's Department. The caller reportedly tells victims they have to pay fines over the phone. Officials say while the department does have a Lieutenant Prince, neither he nor any other member of the Sheriff's Office would ever request payment for fines via telephone. Authorities are reminding residents that legitimate warrants, fines, or court-related matters are not handled through calls demanding immediate payment. The Sheriff's Department urging the public not to provide personal information or financial information to unknown callers and remain especially cautious of scams targeting elderly residents. Anybody getting one of those suspicious calls claiming to be from law enforcement, encouraged to hang up and contact the Marion County Sheriff's Department directly to verify the information. A road rage incident in DeKalb County earlier this week ended with shots fired into another vehicle and the arrest of a Geraldine man. DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says they responded about 6:25 Monday evening to the intersection of Highway 75 and County Road 3 on Sand Mountain. Investigators say two vehicles were involved in an argument while traveling northbound on 75 when the driver of the maroon GMC Denali SUV involved allegedly fired several shots into the driver's side door of the other vehicle. Authorities say the suspect then drove away, later went to a residence on County Road 822 in the Crossville community. The suspect, ID'd as 36-year-old Russell Nick Manicelli of Geraldine. After searching the SUV, investigators arrested him on six counts of firing into an occupied vehicle. Officials say the other driver was not struck by the gunfire and did not suffer serious injury. DeKalb County Sheriff Nick Weldon urging drivers not to let anger escalate behind the wheel, reminding motorists to slow down, create space, and contact law enforcement if a situation becomes dangerous. Well, after a tough opening game with the Marlins this week, the Braves have put the screws to the Miami team twice now with a 9-1 win last night. Game 4 in that series is this evening against the Miami Marlins. Airtime is 5:25, first pitch 6:40 this evening here on the home of the Braves for 30 years in Dade County, Classic Hits KWIN. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR. 101.3, 106.1, 104.3, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.